Mountains and hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and the trees of the fields will clap their hands, for he will abundantly pardon, he will abundantly. He will abundantly pardon you. Return to the
wait on him as he speaks into our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our meeting is a divine appointment. We thank you for your word, that manna that we feed off. And Lord, I pray that you will grant us by the power of your Spirit to not only be hearers but doers of the word now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, as you know, we have the privilege to be teaching an end-time message of faith and the deeper life. And I have a title for our teaching today, The Deeper Life Targets the Root. The Deeper Life Targets the Root. I put something up on our website this morning with regard to prayer, and I based it from Luke 17 and verse 6. And I really want to expound a bit more on this, what I put up there. Luke 17 and verse 6, we know this well. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So they see a need of their faith being increased. And the Lord says to them, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, our faith to believe and please God has to be only the size of a mustard seed, and that is pretty small. So God is not putting a pressure on us that's beyond our capabilities or spirituality. No, he says that actually just a mustard seed of faith will indeed move in this place, the uprooting of a mulberry tree or a sycamore tree, and he says it can be uprooted and cast into the sea. Now, as I said this morning in the write-up, I indicated that a sycamore tree can live hundreds of years. We're told up to 400 years they can live up to, and they have deep penetrating roots. So their root system is very secure for a tree. So it's interesting that the Lord uses a sycamore or a mulberry tree with regard to its roots. And he says it can be cast into the sea. Well, that has to be a miracle because very little survives in seawater. It can't grow, certainly not a sycamore tree. Now, all of this gives us a good understanding to prayer. You see, the Lord is really burdening us to get into prayer in these days. There is much to pray about. There is still more that we're learning about prayer and spiritual warfare. And one of the things that came out of this is that prayer must go to the root, particularly in spiritual warfare. The same like with this sycamore tree that has deep, complex root system. But our faith says that we can root it up and it can be cast into the sea. So there's much about our faith, our prayers of faith. Now, one of the things that I believe we need to learn with regard to our praying and interceding, and I was saying in the context that we need to pray for a season over certain things. One of the things that we need to learn in this life is that the love of money is the root of all evil. We've already spoken about that sycamore tree and mulberry tree, how that it can be rooted up. Our faith roots it out. And all Jesus said is a mustard seed of faith. I was also aware of that the love of money is the root, not of just evil, but the Bible says all evil. Did you know that Satan holds the nations, the world, with this? They're called powers and principalities in Ephesians 6, and they are what we war against. Now, I have given a lot of teaching over the years with regard to spiritual warfare and are addressing the powers of darkness and come against the powers and principalities. And these powers and principalities, they hold with power. And we have been shown what power is, and it is money. Man will do anything for money. You see, money is not evil in itself, it's the lust and greed for it that is evil. And that is the problem. Nations lust for it, governments lust for it, economies lust for it, banks lust for it, industry lusts for it, people lust for it. It just goes on and on and on. Now, why does man lust for money? Because it ministers to the self-life. It's what I want. It ministers to me. It's a false security. I can buy something with it, or I can buy good health with it, or I can buy a home with it, I can buy a car, and all those things. And of course the Lord said, all those things will be ours if we seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. That is what he said. He said that we don't have to lust for these things. If we put the kingdom first, then all these things will be added to us. We're not even to give thought to them like the world does, that is lusting after these things because it lusts for money. And as the Bible says, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Whatever evil you see in the world, whatever evil you see in history, even what the Bible records, the nature of it is money. Lusting for money, for power. The self wants power. That is the fallen nature of man. He wants to be independent. He wants to walk independent of God. He wants to provide for himself. He wants what he wants. That is the root of the evil. And that is why our hearts have to be worked on. That is why our hearts have to be changed from stone to flesh. And that is why we teach the deeper life. Because the deeper life, the word of God, targets the heart of man. That is why I've always said that the anointed word is deliverance to us. Our hearts have to be worked on, changed, circumcised. God is purging, circumcising spiritually the sons of Levi in these last days. And for a reason. So the root has to be dealt with. And there's nothing like the word of God that deals with the root, that deals with man's heart. Why? Because man's heart is so deceitful. We so easily deceive ourselves. We do not know the truth. We do not know the word of God. We do not know unless it's divinely revealed to us by the mercy of God. And when the word of God is revealed to us, very often it exposes for that purpose, so that we can get delivered. We can get it right. Let's turn to some scriptures that will familiarize ourselves with this. For example, in Luke 12, Luke chapter 12 and verse 34. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so God has to work with us. He has to sanctify us, separate us unto him. Because if he doesn't do that work, we'll always go where our treasure is. And our treasure can be numerous things. But our treasure is what we want. It's what we are building towards. It's my efforts, it's my treasure, it's my wealth, it's what I like, it's what I want to do. And Jesus says, that is where your heart will be. That is why we know the story of Lot and his wife as they came away from Sodom and Gomorrah. Her heart was still there. And she looked back and she turned immediately into a pillar of salt. That tells us something. And so there's nothing like the deeper life that targets the roots to these problems. Let's turn also to Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15 and verse 16. Matthew 15 and verse 16. And then Peter answered and said to him, explain the parable to us. And Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So Jesus clearly explains what goes into a man and what comes out is defiled. And he lists those things that he has a problem with. And so again, the anointed word, the deeper life, will target those things that lie within us, to address them, to deliver us. That is why we can direct our prayers by the Spirit when we pray and intercede. Let's always believe that the Holy Spirit will lead us to the root of a problem. There's no point in praying otherwise. There's no point in preaching the word if it's not going to go to the root of the problem. It's a waste of time. What does it say in Mark? The Gospel of Mark and Mark 10 and verse 5. Mark 10 and verse 5. And Jesus answers and said to them, because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. And then he goes on about marriage and how God permitted divorce under Moses. This was not the will of God, but he said, I permitted it simply because of the nature and the hardness of your heart. But how under the new covenant, God will not tolerate that with regard to divorce he's talking about. So again, he's speaking about the heart. So the heart can be hardened. What does it say in Luke? The Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 6. Luke 6 and verse 5. Luke 6 and verse 5. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also Lord of the... Hang on. Luke 24. So sorry. Luke 24. Luke 24 and Luke 24 and verse, I think, 15. Now, I don't know what that is. I've mistaken that. I'm very sorry about that. But another thing that the Lord revealed to the nature of man's heart was in Genesis 6:5. He said, man is evil. And that is why he sent the flood. Again, we need to just remind ourselves of the wording of this in Genesis 6 and verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Where was it? In the heart. And the heart was continually evil. There was nothing good there. Well, of course, our Lord says the same in Matthew 24, that it will be like the times of Noah. So man's heart will be continually evil. And are we not seeing that now? Do we not see that in society, in government, in the world, and everywhere? It's getting worse and worse. It's man's heart that we're seeing. The depravity of the heart. It's simply revealing what state man is in. You see, the heart is the root, and the roots have to be removed. And that is why God deals with us like he does. Because God is getting to our hearts, removing the hindrances to our hearts. For what purpose? So that we can have a faith that believes. A faith that can speak to those things. That's the purpose of this, because we read on Sunday, didn't we, in Romans 15, that without faith it's impossible to please God. It is sin. And so we're coming to this place where we believe, where it's dropping that 18 inches from the head to the heart. You see, sin in the heart, unbelief in the heart, will not let it drop. It's the parable of the sower. It has to go into the heart. The word of God shows us the seed. And it won't, all the while the heart still holds evil. Still has problems. And so that is why we keep under the word, for that very purpose of deliverance. God going to the root of the situation in order for us to believe. That's why it takes years. That is why it's a walk with God. It's a relationship. And so it's the word which we desperately need. But not only that, it's the trials that also deals with the heart. Many trials go to the root of a problem. That's why God permits and allows us to go through these trials. Also chastisements. God chastises us at times, and thank God he does, because otherwise it's a sign we're illegitimate. Again, chastisement deals with the heart. Or how about the delays of faith? We're still believing. We're believing for our healing. We're believing for the salvation of our loved ones and so on. But that delay is tailor-made to deal with the roots that still are in the heart that are to be removed. God is in complete control in all of this. He holds our heart in the palm of his hands. Why does God make so much about the heart? Because the heart is you. The heart is the person. The heart means a living being. You are a living being. You are created in the image of God. Life is in the blood. The person, the heart, is the appetites. It's the seat of the emotions. When we deal with the heart, we're dealing with the mind of man as well. When we're dealing with the heart, we're dealing with his will or her will. It's you, it's yourself. And that is why it is so paramount that those roots that he anchored in the heart have to be rooted out. And it's painful. It's not always easy. When God is really doing a real deep operation on the heart. And he does it for a reason. What does Proverbs 27 verse 19 say to us? Proverbs 27 and verse 19. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reflects the man. There you go. So if you look in a mirror or you look in a pond, you see the exact image of yourself. And the Bible says that is a man's heart. It reveals man. So our hearts reveal ourselves. What our hearts are is what we have reflected and revealed today. So are they seeing Jesus or are they seeing self? You. That is why we have to be a new creation in Christ, and that he works upon this heart. He works so he roots out the problems. And that is why our prayers and intercessions are so important. We have to get to the root of a problem. And when you get in prayer, you need to ask the Lord at times, Lord, how do I get to the root of this problem? What is the root of this? So that I can war effectively and that I can root this out. So that there can be deliverance, there can be change. And it's the same with yourself. If God has exposed something within you, then maybe for a season you need to get to the root of that. So that God will root it out. We are hearing of things that are going on in the world. We were speaking in the context today with regard to they're wanting to vaccinate. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on us to be vaccinated. And these vaccines have not been developed properly. They're rushing them through. We have no idea what is in them. So what do we do? Do we just say, oh, what are we going to do? We've got to take this and so forth. Or do we rise up and go to the root of the problem? And what is the root there? What do we deal with? We deal with the money that finances it. There it is. That is how the devil works. He provides money for these evil things, so with their evil minds and imaginations, they can concoct these things. This is not rocket science. And there we war and we go to the root. That often should be where our prayers should be directed. In fact, I heard today on the radio, and I think the Lord's already beginning to answer this prayer. There was somebody that said there probably may not be a vaccine that will deal with this once and for all. And a vaccine that could deal with it, you're talking anything from 6 to 10 years where it has to be researched and studied and so on. And it was putting the interviewer off, who was really hoping by the end of the year, surely there's got to be something. Well, that just gave a glimmer of hope. So we need now, as we're facing these things, we're going to face witchcraft trying to control us as overcomers. So we have to get in intercession and war against witchcraft, control, getting to the root of the situation. And the Holy Spirit, he will show you. That is his ministry, so that you will know what you're warring against and how long you are to war for. Don't give up. Don't quit too quickly. I gave the analogy of David, how he stunned the giant, but that's all he did. But he never left him in that situation. He went and then finally finished the job by removing his head. And that is what we have to do in prayer. Don't give up too quickly. Wait on the Lord or ask the Lord, is that dealt with? Is Satan really dealt with or not? God will show. This is what takes prayer on a completely new level, brothers and sisters. I'm going to say to you now, most don't know how to pray like this. We are so privileged in FGA, how the Spirit is revealing to us in these last days. But what a responsibility we have. And that is why I share these things. This is why I put them on online. And that others also can spread it around, so that it will go out to the body of Christ. I've sent it to a few people who I know will send it to hundreds. Because I believe the word of God goes from this assembly and is going to the four corners of the earth, even though there's just a handful of us. No, it's the root that God is going to. Faith will always go to the root. And it will root up whatever's in the way that is the hindrance. And so God deals with the roots in our heart. And this is our deliverance as we're coming through. That's why we hid, Revelation 12. In the womb of the woman, as the man-child is developing, that developing is healing, deliverance. That's part of the development, the maturing of the sons of God. The whole walk of the deeper life is to root out. Why? Let's turn to further scriptures. Matthew 5. And verse 8, you know this one very well. Matthew 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So God is rooting out of our hearts all that is not pleasing to him, for the very purpose that you will be pure in heart and you will see God on that day. So that is the work he's doing, so that you can see him and not be cast out of his presence. This word pure means to be made clean. It's also the idea of fire, of purging. This idea of pure in heart. God purges us. He cleans us. Well, we also know that the word of God cleans us as well. How about Matthew 23 and verse 6? Matthew 23 and verse 6. Matthew 23, verse 26. Matthew 23, verse 26. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. So he's saying, in other words, you clean the outside. Well, how about cleaning inside, so that the whole vessel is cleansed? And that's what he had against them. They looked all clean with their robes. They looked very pure and upright and devout. But he said, you're not clean at all inside. So that is what God looks for. That is what Jesus in his ministry, he looked for. And that is what he's looking for in us. And that is why the deeper life targets the roots, targets what is in the heart, because we do not know unless it is revealed. And very often when it started to be revealed, we get very upset. We find that our pride rises and so on. But God will deal with all of that for the very purpose that we have to be clean inside as well as outside. Let us not be condemned with the Pharisees. And they were very devout, I might say. That is why God has made no mistake in bringing us under this teaching for the very purpose that he is rooting out all those roots. And we do likewise in our prayers and our intercessions, and as we pray one for another, so that your prayers are rooting out what is in man's heart. That is why we encourage that we pray one for another. We're told to do that, because that helps to root out those things, those hidden things that are in the heart. And you say to me, well, I don't know whether I'm ever going to make it. You know, at times there's so much within me. Well, let's take heart. God says, I will put a new heart and a new spirit within you. And the Bible also says we're kept by the power of God. The Lord has made his abode, his home in us. He wouldn't do that if there was a heart that was not being changed. I can assure you. So what is impossible with man is possible with God. One of the things that we are learning in all of this is that in the natural, nobody can live this. Nobody can even get near it. And that is why we're kept by the power of God. That is why he says it's not by might nor by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. And this is how he does it. It is all supernatural. We do not know what is within us. We only know, we see, when we are in trial, when God is chastening us, or when the heat is turned up, then we hear what starts to come out of the mouth, out of the heart. And that is for a purpose, so that we can hear it and we can deal with it. And you know as well as I do that when God then after he turns the heat down, then he scrapes away all the grime and the filth that manifested. And underneath it all is that lovely, pure gold. Only God can do that to you and to me. Only God can purify us. And he's doing it. And he is loving. He is gentle. He doesn't force it. He knows how far to allow us to go, because he's going to have us pure in heart in which to meet him face to face. We may think we're pure in heart, but only God knows. And he's made no mistake, brothers and sisters, with each of us in what he's doing. And the trials and the tests that you are going through, they are tailor-made in which to root out those things that are within our hearts, because we deceive ourselves. But finally, there's another reason why he must root these things out of our hearts. Because if he doesn't, we will walk in darkness. Because that's where we sin. That's where we deceive. That's where we try and do our own thing. But he won't let us do that. You see, the deeper life teaching, when we start to go into darkness, has a way of drawing us back out into the light. And that light searches the deep crevices of the heart. And he does it with the sword of the Spirit in which to deliver us. And that sword is going to come down. Where the sword is concerned, he's unmerciful. That sword will come down and it will divide. And it must. That is the sovereign work of God in which to root out. And so, having seen all of that, what God does, we can also allow the Holy Spirit to lead our prayers in a similar way, so that we pray for one another, or we pray for a brother or a sister, and we desire that our prayers go right to the root of the problem. And very often it's unbelief. And the reason that there's unbelief there is because there's still areas of the heart that needs working on. And that is why God works on the heart, in which it enables us to be able to believe with that childlike faith. A lot of professing Christians who are in a lot of unbelief and confessing the negative, that is a sign the heart needs to be worked on. Things need to be rooted out. So when you hear that coming out of a brother or sister, when you hear what they're saying that God can't do, then you have the opportunity to intercede and say, Father, remove those obstacles. Remove what is hindering that brother, that sister. Help them to change their confession so that they can line it up with the word of God. They are powerful prayers before the Lord, because they are rooting out problems, and God is going to do that. And that is why we need to pray. And that is why we need to direct that in our spiritual warfare as we come against those principalities and powers. Because those principalities and powers, they hold in the area of finance. And when you start to come against that, you are dividing Satan's kingdom. And Satan is going to finally fall in the end time. We read it in the book of Revelation, when Babylon falls. And Babylon consists of finance, money as well. It's all there. You're going to see the whole lot come tumbling down. That is his kingdom. And then the Lord Jesus comes, the battle of Armageddon, and he puts him down and chains him in the pit for 1,000 years. He's defeated. He's lost the battle. But you are called to prepare the way. The same as John the Baptist came forth preparing the way for Messiah. So we now are rising up in our prayers, in our intercessions, in our warfare. We are preparing the ground for the Lord Jesus Christ to come to rule and reign. You are setting it in motion. This is what the church is to do in the last days, to rise up now in this spiritual warfare, preparing the way, weakening the kingdom of Satan. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to you, to me, to the sons of God. That is what God created this world for Adam, to have dominion over it. God is giving you back dominion. And it is starting in prayer. It is starting as you go to the root of the problems. And that is why he's baptized you in the Holy Spirit. And that is why the Holy Spirit has come to teach you, to lead you, to guide you in this. And this is why you have the anointed word of God for this very purpose. Can you not see this, brothers and sisters? This is setting in motion the release of groaning creation, Romans 8. Now don't worry about others that are not seeing it, because a lot are not. The fact is, you are. So you just say, here am I, Lord, use me. All the saints that were called of God, they heard God. They heard the calling and they responded. And we hear. So do we have an active faith? Are we responding? Are we going to rise up for this challenge and believe? Yes, I believe we are. As God would not be speaking to us like this. I know the enemy doesn't like this, or I can tell by his attacks and how he works. But nothing can stop this, and that is the whole point. The Lord has gone before and prepared the way. And now we're moving into a next phase. And pray for those who may be getting left behind. Those who are procrastinating. We need to pray one for another. We need to pray in FGA so that we can all move forward to the next thing that he has for us. So there we are. The deeper life targets the root. And the roots lie in the heart of man. And as God roots out, and as he roots out in what principalities and powers hold, which is so often in the area of money, wealth, control, witchcraft and so forth, you are rooting out, you are weakening. You are bringing the light of God into that situation. You are bringing healing, deliverance, the power of the Spirit. Your prayers release God's angels to war, to fight against these powers of darkness. That's what it's doing. Oh, I wish to God he would open your eyes to see what's going on in the spirit realm. You would never doubt anymore. Believe me. There we are. The deeper life targets the root.
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To God be the glory forever. Amen. For from him and through him and to him. God be the glory forever. Amen. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To God be the glory forever. Lord.